Hello and welcome to this edition of Daily News on Crossover Watch, where we'll bring you a wrap-up of happenings across the state and as it relates to the state. I am your host, Jonathan Ogbar. Here are some of the stories that we've been tracking all weekend and earlier today. The headlines. IRA seeks improved relationship with NUJ. NLC to protest nationwide over lingering strikes in public tertiary institutions. Crossover NLC decries incessant illegal logging, says states may lose all forest cover soon. Agba Jalingo's lawyer, others elected as NBA executives. Crossover, World Bank partner to improve livelihoods in coastal areas. More defections hit Crossover APC. APC group tackle President Buhari over NDDC board. Police comments confiscation of spy number plates in Akwa Ibom and Crossover. And now the news in details. We begin with the fourth estate of the realm as Crossover Governor Benedict Ayade has congratulated the new chairman of the State Council of the Nigerian Union of Journalists, NUJ, Mr. Gil Nsah. A statement signed by his deputy spokesman, Linus Obogo, wished Mr. Nsah a successful tenure and expressed optimism that the state will enjoy a cordial and robust working relationship with the union. Also, Governor Ayade said Mr. Nsah's emergence was testament to his performance as a journalist in the print media sector of the industry. Now, still on union activities, the Nigerian Labour Congress, NLC, has directed its state councils across the country to embark on 2 days of protests to draw attention to the ongoing strike actions of tertiary education staff unions in the country. The Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, the Senior Staff Association of Nigerian Universities, SANU, and the Colleges of Education Academic Staff Union, KOESU, are all on strike, and this has left hundreds of thousands of public tertiary institution students at home, while the federal government is implementing a no-work, no-pay policy. The NLC, in a letter signed by the President, Comrade Ayuba Wawa, and its General Secretary, Comrade Emmanuel Ubuaja, addressed to all its councils, said the protests will take off from the NLC State Secretariat and the Labour House in Abuja on Tuesday the 26th as well as Wednesday the 27th days of July 2022 at 10 a.m. Crossover Watch will of course bring you more details on the protests in the Niger Delta region. In a similar vein, the organized labor in Crossover, comprising the Nigerian Labor Congress, NLC, Trade Union Congress, TUC, and the Joint Negotiating Council, JNC, have bemoaned the incessant logging of timber in the state. Labor, which said at the current speed of logging that Crossover will have no forest cover again in the next 10 years, raised the alarm after a 4-day interface with community leaders, monarchs and youths of the over 100 affected communities in Etung, Akankwa, Boki, Ikom and Obubra local government areas. Labor said if nothing was done to curb the trend, then Crossoverans should be ready for serious natural disasters occasioned by these illicit activities. It will be recalled that several reports and research documents have pointed to state actors as the main perpetrators of the act, despite repeated stern warnings from the Governor Ben Ayade's administration. We move now to the Nigerian Bar Association, where Daniel Keep Esquire, a member of the legal team that represented Crossover Watch Editor-in-Chief, Citizen Agba Jalingo, during his 22-month-long trial for alleged acts of terrorism, treasonable felony, cultism, and attempts to topple the administration of Governor Ben Ayade, has emerged the Assistant Secretary General of the Nigerian Bar Association. Keep, who practices in the law firm of Atta Ochinke and Co. in Calabar, the Crossover State capital, alongside dozens of others, were elected during the virtual election of the bar held during the weekend. When sworn in August this year, he will serve alongside Okuta panel hero and senior advocate of Nigeria, Yakubu Mikel, for a 2-year single term which elapses in 2024. Also, another Crossoveran, Agi Ann Uregi Esquire, was elected as one of the 6 members representing the Eastern Zone in the General Council of the Bar. Do stay with us, there will be more news after this break. Welcome back. two environments, the Cross River State Government, in partnership with the World Bank and Nigeria's Ministry of Environment, has visited some coastal communities in the state for pre-feasibility studies of the coastline to implement the West African Coastal Area Management Program, WACA. The WACA provides technical advice and investment to protect coastal livelihoods, prevent pollution, and develop coastal infrastructure like breakwaters, sand barriers, and mangroves restoration to support Nigeria's multi-sectoral investment plan for the coastal zone to mobilize financing. And the Commissioner for International Development Cooperation in the state, Dr. Inyang Asibong, said the project will likely lead to the dredging of the Calabar Channel, while the WACA team lead, Mr. Joseph Akokoje, said the program is implemented in 17 countries, with Cross River, Delta, and Lagos states selected for the program in Nigeria. And to politics, more defections happened over the weekend as the former council chairman of Bauchi local government area, Barrister Austin Tase, and Mr. Lawrence Takon, an aide to the leader of the 7th National Assembly, Senator Victor Ndumegba, have defected with hundreds of their supporters from the All Progressive Congress to the People's Democratic Party in Cross River State. The duo and their supporters were received in Ikom last weekend by the 2023 Guba candidate of the PDP, Senator Sandy Ono, as well as the House of Representatives candidate for the Ikom Bauchi Federal Constituency, Ata Ochinke Esquire. On the heels of the caution from the leader of the Pan-Niger Delta Forum, PANDEF, Chief Edwin Clark, that the Niger Delta region will resist any attempt to appoint another interim administrator or committee for the Niger Delta Development Commission, NDC, members of the All Progressive Congress, APC, under the aegis of committed members of the APC from the Niger Delta region, have written Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari over the matter. In a letter signed by the trio of Ebibomo Akuebide, Menegbo Nwinumu Amine, and Itam Edem, the group said the delay in inaugurating the NDC board, as well as the forcing of interim management and sole administrator, was diminishing the chances of the party in the region. They described the management schemes for the past 3 years as contraptions that were in violation of the law. Furthermore, they lamented that the 9 Niger Delta states have been deprived of their statutory representation, leading to a situation that has made the states not to get their due during the budgetary process. Meanwhile, the Assistant Inspector General of Police in charge of Zone 6 Command of the Force, Mr. Okunlola Kamaldeen, has ordered the Commissioners of Police in Cross River and Akwa Ibom states to begin enforcement on the ban of spy number plates in line with the directives of the Inspector General of the Police, Usman Alkali. A statement by DSP Nelson Opabi, the spokesperson for the Zonal Command, said this was necessary to forestall the continuous disregard for traffic rules and regulations and other extant law guiding road usage by individuals hiding under the privileges of spy police number plates. The statement said the commissioners of police, area commanders, divisional police officers, and tactical units in the zone will implement the directive as violators will not be spared. The statement further advised owners to reverse to original number plates and clarified that owners of such vehicles should not be arrested unless they were police officers or officers of other security agencies on escort duties. That is the size of our package today on Daily News on Cross River Watch. And do make sure you visit www.crossriverwatch.com for more news. Follow us on our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Jonathan Ubal. Enjoy the rest of your day and see you tomorrow.